Ron, I love what you said near the end of today's message in terms of what our response should be to the message in Daniel. Let's talk a little more about that, because when Jesus comes again, it'll be too late for repentance, too late for accepting Christ.
That's right, Brian, it will be, and that fact alone should break our hearts. I'll be the first to admit that it's practically impossible to live in a perpetual state of brokenness, of constant compassion for the lost. Like anyone else, I can get bogged down in my own life and in my own responsibilities, my own struggles and challenges. God understands that, and He's merciful toward us, but He has also been very clear about what He expects of us while we remain on this earth. Jesus said, "Let us work while it is day, because the night is coming when no man can work." Well, Brian, right now it's daytime, but the prophecy we read about in Daniel speaks in rather great detail about a future period of darkness, followed by the second coming of Christ, after which the Great Commission will no longer be a mandate because salvation will no longer be possible. That should motivate us, Brian. Knowing that some people will spend eternity apart from Christ should be all the motivation we need. We should want to take as many people to heaven with us as we can for that reason alone. But the underlying motivation for sharing Jesus Christ and His gospel with the world is something even greater than that. Simply put, it's love. If we truly love God the way we should, we'll do what we can to advance His gospel. And if we truly love others the way we should, that alone should motivate us to share our faith so that they might enjoy the same gift of salvation you and I already have. So I would encourage our listeners to think about some of the people in their lives with whom they could start a conversation, or maybe invite them to church this Sunday. You don't have to be a pastor or a theologian to share your faith. All you have to be is willing and available to let the power of the Holy Spirit work through you and in them. And that's all the more that is necessary to get the message across.